Blog Talk Radio. church.
Says, hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. It is an awesome day. We believe every time that we can come meet together like we do, we can give God thanks for this beautiful day that he made for us. And we, you know what he did? He made it out of reality so we can see it. Some of us probably got already tomorrow planned it. Some of them might got years planned it. But we know. It is by God's grace and mercy that he allows us to have an opportunity to be in his presence. We just thank God because we just been so blessed to thank him for his Holy Spirit, thank him for the things that he does for our life. When you just look back over your life, when you just look back real deep and look at how he, where he brought you from and how he brought you, it caused you to just pause a little bit and say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the good things and even the things we think is bad. Thank you for them too as well. We just know every time it doesn't day go by, I found out somebody, and this might sound, don't get it twisted, but there's always someone living a little rougher than you. Times of need, times of pain. Time of misunderstanding. So I ask you right now, just give God thanks for whatever season he has you in. And know this here, that God is able. He is a God of knowing all things because he's omnipresent. He sees you when you think you're all by yourself. So we thank God. We thank him for the prayers. We believe this ministry, God plan is moving because of prayer. We believe that it won't even exist without your prayers. I really believe there's no little U's and big I's in this thing. But I find out in the love of God, there is peace. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If there is peace. So when you think about peace, do you think about God? Because he's the one can have you going through right now and you sustain through it, then you ain't lost your mind. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Some of you got your full, all your activities of your limbs are working. You know, we don't take things too lightly anymore because we find out that the same God give it, the same God can take it away. You know, again, we're going to try our best to dive in this, if someone has something different they want to bring to the table, we can. I don't have no problem transition like we did on yesterday. You know what I'm talking about? So if before we get in here, even while we're in it, you know, if you got something on your mind, of your heart, or concern about something, you can hit the one button and we'll just dive in there and try to do our best what we got, you know. Maybe we might get some participation. Someone might come in and might enlighten us a little bit more on it. But I'm still dealing with the marriage. I'm still dealing with the marriage. I want you to know it's imperative that you hear what I'm saying. After all of this exercise that we're talking about right now, soon there's going to be a wedding. There's going to be a wedding, and I don't know where you are in your walk with Christ. I can't speak for you, but I can only speak for what I see in my heart, what God has for the church. He has something for his bride, and he's preparing that bride. And then you should be getting yourself ready. Some people have been getting years ready for that wedding. But this day is in time, talking about a man and a woman who's married, who made the vows. And when they made the vows, they made it first to God and then to the spouse. And I want you to know the best decision you ever made. Paul teaches us all the time. He teaches us that he told us in one of the books, I'd rather, you know, if you could be like me. That's what he said, because he wasn't married. But I really believe why one of the reasons why he did marry, it wasn't just because of the physical thing of him. It's just because of the things he didn't want to see his wife to go through like he was going to go through. That just mollified my mind. You don't have to take that, Doug. But I do know he went through a lot carrying the cross, bearing that cross. He had to die to a lot of things. And one of it is he didn't want to put nothing before God. So because he had, one while he was doing that, he was doing the opposite. But when God gave him that light, in 3 days in that light, he found out something. But he said, I'd rather have you to instead of burn, I'd rather for you to have what? Marriage. Marriage is a good thing. The Bible makes it so plain. It's so good to us. If you marry or you have someone you are looking to go that route to being married, he or she, I ask for you, prayerfully, that you get godly counseling. I pray that when you get this godly counsel, you let God help you in your marriage. It doesn't matter how long you've been married. You still need God. God is showing us something that people been married for years and years. And if they've been on the road a while with their spouse, you know, they'll tell you it had to be God to get us where we are today. Then I don't care how that person is, either side of that, we're going to step in that and God will just to look at that when he talked about the unsaved person. Oh, I'm in the book, and the one is saved. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Somebody said saved. Okay, we'll get there. But we are trying to establish it. We find out that God created a woman and man. We establish that God said, man, leave your father and your mother and cleave to your wife, so you all are one spirit. And I believe that's some good stuff there. I believe we can all tap in there if you're married. Everybody have a different way about how they house run, you know. But I believe that old brother said, as a me in my house, we're going to serve the Lord. It's a powerful thing if you got a woman and a man who love God. And watch this here. And do all things with God. Consider God. You help each other out. You know, when you fall, she pick you up. When she falls, you pick her. And it's not in a I gotcha moment thing, but it is a you my help me. You compatible to me. You know, most of the time, when God put people together like that, wherever he's weak in, she's strong in. And wherever she's weak in, he's strong in. And most of all, God is giving you strength more in that weakness. I love this thing. So before we get in there, I want to say good morning again. If anybody have something before we get off in here, you can hit the one button. As you said, well, he did get them opportunity to come on. If not, we'll get on to the lesson. I thank God. What you got there, Reverend?
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Just want to thank God for another opportunity being able to come in and let us reason in His Word. No, it's good that we speak on this marriage, you know, realizing that it is a representation of our relationship with our Lord and Savior. So, yeah, it's ordained by God, so it's a real good thing. We just thank God for this opportunity that He's given us that we can come together and reason in this thing. God bless you.
All right, then.
Be here. Yes, sir.
So we say that we say this, Reverend, anybody can hit the one button. You can stimulate your child to give you information that God give us, you know. Then maybe you might have enlightened on something we didn't see, or maybe you just want to talk about how this union really is. And it's a good testament if you hit the one button, you know. Everybody's household is different. But I do ask you, put God in you. Put God in your relationship, boy. It's beautiful when both of you love God. It's beautiful when both of you love God. It is beautiful when both of you love God. I'm talking about beautiful. You know what I'm talking about? Because I found out that thing, it works, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Reverend, give us a prayer so we can get started, man, you know. Maybe somebody might come on later on, might want to say something.
Praise God. Okay. As we pray to God, Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you for such a great opportunity that you've given us, Father, another chance to sit down and reason in your word. We ask, Father, that you would forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you, Father, consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Father God, we ask you, clear the path, Father God, that your word may go forth with a free course, Father God, without any hindrance or interruption, disturbance, Father God, any we bind any hindering spirit in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you let this be pleasing, Father God, bless us as you allow your Holy Spirit to be manifested. Let us have a receptive spirit, Father God, as you unfold these beautiful things that you have for us. It is in Jesus' name we pray and we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen, amen. Reverend, we want to deal with the marriage. You know, you can jump in, Reverend. You can stop. You can add. You can, anybody over here. It doesn't matter, you know. Whoever wants to do it. This is an open forum. It's always been open forum. Even in understanding, even you just want to say, man, can you just stop there and explain it again? I want you to know we are here to feed each other. He didn't got Willard Dog got his tongue on that on Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron.
Man.
So that's what we're doing right now.
Yes.
Yeah, we're helping one another this night. And you might not need no help. If you don't need no help, help somebody else. Help somebody else.
This
might not work
for
you, but testify, man.
Man, do you not? Just before you said that, the Lord gave me that. I mean, man, just before you said it, I was just going to tell you that's the truth. That's a true thing, because in marriage, iron really does sharpen an iron, you know. This Holy Spirit is going to bless us.
All right.
Thank you.
Can you say that again? Can you say it again?
Thank you.
Can you say it again?
This is, yes, sir. That 27 and 17 Proverbs, man. Hey, I was just here looking at it, and right before you said that about what it out said, it just told me that That's the truth behind sharpening the mind. Thank you, dude. And I was going to read that, but man, just Lord, let it come out of your mouth. I just, well, this Holy Spirit.
Well, don't read it. I know I quoted it a little bit. But go and read it then.
Yes,
make people think I ain't. Make people think of you and I are on the same chord.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
Yeah. Proverbs 27:17 it says, "Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend."
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Sharpen the countenance of his friend.
Oh, man.
Oh, hallelujah.
Beautiful.
Because, you know, in that marriage where you come together, you know, just like we said yesterday, you don't have to face battles alone. You know, just like Christianity, when we tell each other of our problems, you know, where one help another, you know. Man, I feel this Holy Spirit. And that's good, but when trouble comes, you know, it's that's why we are one in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. When we can get on one accord, what happened when you get on one accord? Look what happened over there in Acts when they got on one accord. When the church is on one accord, when we come together in love on one accord, His Holy Spirit comes in and just blesses, man. I feel His Holy Spirit right now. Thank you, Jesus.
So we're saying that's Proverbs what 27:17.
Yes,
correct?
Sir. 17. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it reads one more time. How it go again?
Yes, sir. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Thank you, Jesus.
So we're saying that again. Now I got one more scripture to add to that. If you don't mind.
Come on now.
Deuteronomy.
Yes, sir.
Deuteronomy, right.
Oh,
see, a lot of people don't believe in the Old Testament.
Lord.
I'm going to let them know the Old Testament. When we read this scripture, you're going to know where I'm coming from. The Old Testament. Deuteronomy, right? 8:3.
Lord.
How did that read?
8:3. Praise God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. That's it.
Deuteronomy 8:3.
It says, "And he humbleth thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and feed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee known that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." Oh, hallelujah!
So when we hear people say, "Well, we ain't living on the Old Testament, we ain't living on the old law."
Come on,
man. I'm gonna tell you right now. If you listen to Jesus, Jesus said it is written. So he used scriptures. What prophets had said, he used scripture from the Old Testament to fulfill what he wanted to let the people know. So I was trying to get to your attention, the manna we're trying to feed this morning, a lot of folks don't want to hear it because maybe some of them not married, maybe they finna get them divorced, maybe they didn't understand how God wanted to do. We want to tap in this because God wants the union. And he wants us to replenish, you know. And then why I'm saying like this is, even in the gospel, you know what I'm talking about. So believe in the word. So I don't want you to believe in me. Believe in the word. I don't want you to believe what Reverend said. Believe in what the word he just read. Believe in what he just presented to us. Because it's also in the Old Testament and also is in the New Testament. But while we're there, I want to give us a little something. Some little something here, just a little something right here. Watch this here. Okay. God's desire for his people was that they marry within the body of believers. The Mosaic law clearly stated that Israel was never to marry a Canaanite. Israel would be instant-tempted embracing in the spouse, God as well. So it was a time when God told them that he don't want them married outside their race. And that's why you see a lot of people today have a problem when you see different people marrying other races. You know? See, that just don't look right. Why is she doing that? Or why he doing that? It's enough of them in our own race. You know, and these races are what we call their very prejudice sometimes to that. You know, I want to tell you, it was that how it happened then, because how the sinful lifestyle it was. They wanted to be, they didn't want to contaminate themselves with the Canaan lives because they were sinful people, right? So he said, don't go over and marry. You know, he said, but marry in your own race. Oh, hit me home. Well, you know, let's look at that scripture for a minute, Reverend. You don't mind. Let's look at the scripture. Exodus, chapter 34. Oh, hit me, Holy Spirit. Exodus, chapter 34, and 10. This is how strict God was to his children when he was counseling them, Reverend. He said to them, and he said, behold, I make a covenant before all the people. I would do marvelous, watch this, such as have not been done in all the earth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Nor in any nation, and all the people among which, watch this, I'm in something now, which thou are called, I'm getting thrown off right now, let me get this right, all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord. For it is the terrible thing that I would do with thee. Help me, Holy Spirit. Observe, watch this, Reverend. Thou that which I command thee this day, behold, I drive out before thee the Amalekites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of this land where thou goest. Watch this, Reverend. Lest it be far a snare in the midst of thee. Now, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to come back and get all of this, Reverend, so you keep reading with me. He said, but
yes, sir.
Ye should destroy the altar, break the images, and cut down the, what's that, their graves. Look at this. He said, for thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous. It is a jealous God, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land. And look what he said. Look what he said now. And they go, what he said? Whoring after the God. That's what he said, right? Whoring after the gods. And do sacrifice unto their gods. And one called thee, and thou eatest of sacrifice. Now, I got two more scriptures. Watch this. I'm going to bag them and get this mute. And thou taketh of thy daughters unto thy son. Here we go, y'all. And thy daughters go in whoring after their gods, and making thy sons go in whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no what? Molten gods. When we were looking at that, see, God was going to allow them to cross over, Reverend. And crossing over, he was giving them something, some kind of covering, so they can just go in there and be wild, Reverend. And start, because once you've been somewhere, you know, I don't know, you know, I'm going to put it like this. Some people have their kids so sheltered, right? Help me, Holy Spirit. They have them so sheltered that when they get out there, they don't, what I said, watch this now. When they get out there and see some of the light, if they haven't been taught right, if they haven't been shown the love of God, how it is, when they get to the world, it'll change their thoughts. Say, I didn't know it like this. Mama didn't give me this part of the lesson, Reverend. But look what this is, Reverend. But look what happened, Reverend. I love how God said right then, once you go over there to this land, I'm giving you to let you know, don't go up to other gods. Don't serve them other gods over there. They're going to be very, very crafty, Reverend. You know how it is. Somebody mm-hmm. say, I don't serve no other god. I don't bow down and praise no other god. But if you put anything before God, help me, Holy Spirit. If you put anything before God, that is now a call of idolatry. You're adultery. You are sitting there and you what? You're idolizing and you're worshiping. Somebody said it might be your job, it might be your car, it might be your kid, hold up, it might be your wife, hold up, it might be your brother, it might even be yourself. He said, don't put nothing before me. So yeah. When you're over there, he said, because I am a jealous God. Amen. He said, and when you look at that jealous, he said that twice, Reverend. He said, for thou. He said, for 14, he said, but thou shalt worship no other god for the Lord. That's in Lord's cap, y'all. When you see something yes. in Lord's cap, that is God talking. That is God talking. He said, whose name is jealous? And what is a jealous God? So he don't yes. want you walking around and craving on no man or no woman. He wants you to do what? He don't want you to put nothing before him. And he knows when they get over there, Reverend, it's just like going to somewhere you like, and you go in there and you find mm-hmm. it, and you change your way about what you used to like and start serving something else. He know when they get over there, if you don't put it in their heart, he said they're going to be whoring after of it. Remember, they're gonna be going to mm-hmm. one after another, mm-hmm. one after another. You know, they when he said whoring, he means it doesn't matter how even she look or he look. He said, but let me kind of make it more plain. Don't make no molten image like a god.
Right.
Don't do this here. he was letting them know. So he was trying to get them and still didn't understand how he don't want them to mix. Reverend, he don't want them to come together like that. That's why he said don't mm-hmm. embrace into the temptation of a spouse like that. You know what I'm talking about? So when you get over, they're gonna look good yeah. to him, Reverend. They're gonna look real nice. Mm-hmm. They're gonna be real cunning. You know how it is. And Paul addressed it that when you doing this, Reverend, he said don't attach yourself to unequal yoke. Let's go there for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go second.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Second Corinthians. Let's see that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Second Corinthians 6:14. How about that? 6:14. Yes, Let's look at that. 6:14. Second Corinthians 6:14. You there yet?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, the Bible said now. That's why we said a while ago. What was mm-hmm. that a while ago? Let me read that scripture again over there. What he said? He said, but every word that proceeded out the mm-hmm. mouth of the Lord do man live. Yeah. So we reading the mm-hmm. word now. So we're leaving on the word. He said, be ye not unequal yoke together with, watch this here, with unbelievers. For
mm-hmm.
what fellowship have righteousness and unrighteousness? If what he said, with communion have light with darkness? Help me, Holy Spirit. I know
mm-hmm.
this sounds so crazy just then. So don't misunderstand this here now. You can hit the phone, you can hit the wrong, whatever you want to do, because we finna tap into something, right? We're not saying that you can't go around and be around people. Of not say we saying that when you go there, don't go there and be like them, as we would say. There ought to be a
That's
difference
right.
when you get there. I'm trying to make it more paraphrased if you don't mind. When you get there and you're trying to help somebody, don't cause yourself to what fall into what you're trying to help them out of. Help me, Holy Spirit. So if you're mm-hmm. over there and you're trying to help them. And when he said, be ye not unequal, unequal yoke together with an unbeliever. He's not only just saying this, that he says he don't want you to be around them and like helping them. He's saying that when you go there, Reverend, don't get changed, Reverend. Don't start doing what they doing, Reverend. He said he said don't get situation right there. That same way when he's talking about when you're getting a spouse, you know what I'm talking about? You're trying to find somebody compatible to you. You're trying to find somebody that watch this here. Now maybe they don't like everything you do, Reverend. Maybe they don't like everything you do, but find that y'all like a lot of common things together. You know what I'm talking about? And watch this here. Watch God mend the things y'all don't have common. It'll have more grace in it because you got more that you like about a person. You know what I'm talking about? But he's in this particular scripture talking about an unbeliever in a righteous one. He said when you fellowship with him, with an unrighteous person, he said right there, don't commune, have light with the darkness. So we're asking you, if you call yourself fellowship with the darkness, that's not a problem. That only time it comes to a problem again is when you start doing what they doing. If you start change yourself, now you can be like Peter that time. You know Peter, warming his hand by the fire, and as he was warming his hand by the fire, he said what? He said, I'm not one of them. And they said, yeah, you are. You look just like one of them. And they kept talking to Peter. Peter cussed them out. And they said, no. You still look like one of them. You still speak like one of them.
Yeah.
Once God is in you, I know you want to maybe play around. You might want to do a few things. But I'm telling you, people will know that you're walking with God. They'll let you know, Reverend, you're out of place, too. Some of the believers will. They'll let you know. And I said, believe some of the people are struggling in walk, right? Some people are struggling so in walk, and when they struggle so bad in walk, look what happened, Reverend. They find themselves playing with the devil. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when he playing with the devil, they find themselves. Well, he'll have them out there. He'll have her out there, and look at that, Reverend. Making them thinking it's right. You know what I'm talking about? And as soon as he get out there real bad, he pulled back from him, right, and lead him out there by himself. See, God won't do you like that. He'll pull you out of it, though, Reverend. Reverend, he ain't going to lead you to that. You know, he'll allow a little trouble to help me, Holy Spirit. What God going to tip you to do is love him more. You know what I'm talking about? And then your growth. Right, in your growth, you can see this unbeliever, right, if we say, and you're a righteous person, as you're supposed to be, but your righteousness didn't come because you were so good. Your righteousness come because you had faith in God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Your faith turns into righteousness. Yeah. It ain't your righteousness turned to faith. It ain't because you did something so good. Because when you look at somebody, don't look at somebody again as they fall. Don't look at them and look. And look down there, look to pick them up, Reverend. Look to pick them up. And when you pick them up, they say, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you, sister. Now, you say, how did they get in the marriage? When you're in a marriage, help me, Holy Spirit. When you're in a marriage, you're going to have some pitfalls. Anybody been married and said they ain't never had no fall, no falling out with his wife or husband, I'm going to tell you, they just told you a good lie. You're going to have some bad days. You're going to have some tough days. But let me tell you something. There's a love when God put it together. There is a love when God put two people together that they can sustain through the trial and tribulation of life. It ain't going to zip you for not want to talk to her. It ain't going to zip you not want to talk to him. Matter of fact, if you got a few rooms you have, you might sleep in another room. Hey, Reverend, or you might have that one room, and you might turn your back, and she turn her back. Let me tell you something. Get counseling. Don't take that break that long from your wife or your husband. Humble yourself. Somebody got to be humble. So, baby, let's pray. Baby, because I'm talking about godly people now. Baby, let's pray. If she said or you said, do not turn it down. Do not turn it down. Accept it. Even if you're right or wrong, accept the humility of what would happen, you know. So we ask you this here. When you're doing something wrong, you got someone unequal yoke, and you've been in with that unbeliever like that, and you're trying to make that person. I didn't want to go here that quick, but let me go there anyway, Reverend. Let me go that way anyway. Let's go somewhere. Let's go to 7. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. You got on mine.
Oh, man.
I wasn't trying to go here that quick, but I need to go there. I want to go there. I want to start at verse number six, First Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
First Corinthians, chapter 7, beginning at verse 6. You there, you're real? Right
yes,
there?
Sir. Mm-hmm.
So this ain't no shouting message, y'all. If it turned out to be, but right now, we're trying to unfold some stuff right here. Look what it says. But I speak. Watch this, Reverend. This by permission. You hear me? Look at the
mm-hmm.
word now. But I speak this by permission and
yeah.
not of commandment. Nah. That's a twister right there, Reverend. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to give you some advice. Now this is not a commandment. That's what he's saying. But I'm trying to give you advice.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. For I would that all men were even as I myself. Remember, I told you what it said, right?
Mm-hmm.
But every man have his proper gift of God, one
mm-hmm.
after this matter and another after that. I say, therefore, to an unmarried and widow, it is good for them if they abide even as I. Help me, Holy Spirit. But if I,
mm-hmm.
let's see, but if I, they cannot contain, let them marry. But it is better
mm-hmm.
to marry than to what? Burn.
Done.
I'm going somewhere
yes,
else.
Sir.
No. He said, in unto the marriage, I command, this is not, watch this now, I command yet not I, but the Lord. And now it's twisted now, y'all. He said, now the Lord said this. You know, Lord gave you this. Now, I was trying to tell you earlier, I really can't be like me, but if you can't handle it, if you're going to burn, don't marry. Reverend. That's what
mm-hmm.
he said, Reverend.
That's right.
But this right here, he said to the married people, Reverend, he said, yet not I, but the Lord. He said, let not thy wife depart from her husband. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But what's it? But and if she depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband. And let not
mm-hmm.
thy husband put away his wife. But to the rest
right.
speak I. Here we go. Look. Not the Lord. Now, watch how it keeps changing.
Mm-hmm.
God spoke then. See, God, when God put us together, like husband and wife together, you couldn't separate but one way, Reverend. And that's
right.
adultery. That's it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only reason you can separate is adultery. But Paul is not, he's telling them, because the first part they were talking about divorce, and then he said, you're going to be going through some temptation, Reverend, go on marry. But then he come right here and tell us what the Lord said, Reverend. He told us, don't
yeah.
marry. He said, but reconcile to you. That's why, as watch this, y'all, don't get tripping on title. I know people be tripping about the title now. But what I want to tell you is that's why when you a pastor, right? You, when you counsel them, right? You have to counsel from the book.
mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit! You got to use the book, man. You got to let the book counsel the people, not just your philosopher. And what you didn't went got some psychology, you know, you didn't got your degree and everything, and that sounds good. But let that Bible speak to the people. Look what it said. But if she departed, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband. And look what it said. Let not her husband put his wife away. But the rest speak I not. The Lord, that's what it said. If any brethren had a wife that believe it not. Here you go, y'all. And see, mm-hmm. be pleasing to dwell with him. Let him not put her away. Now, it's getting good. It's getting good now. Really. He said, mm-hmm. the woman which had an husband that believed not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
He said, for the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the
right.
unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Elsewhere, your children are unclean, but now are they holy. Right, right. I'm going to get there, y'all. I'm
mm-hmm.
almost home. But if the unbeliever departed, let him depart. Now, this is some good stuff here. Watch what it says. But if the unbeliever depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such case. But God call us to peace. There we go, Reverend. For
mm-hmm.
what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou should save thy husband? Or what knowest thou, man, whether thou should save thy wife? But as God has distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And so ordain it I in all the churches. Now, I want to stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
Paul was trying his best to let the marriage people know and the unmarried people know how you can reconcile, how you can separate.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know that God honors marriage. I want you to know to get counseling, get godly counsel. Quit trying to fight it out, wrestle it out. Get somebody there to help you in your marriage, and let that person, watch this here, prayerfully that they be in the Bible, prayerfully that you pray, and prayerfully that you open up for understanding and have a receptive heart. So in hearing the word a while ago, right, hearing the word, Paul was really trying to let people know, and the church need to know, that the marriage has a place in God's heart. And in God's heart, he look at it more far than I and you would ever imagine. So he finds a way for us to always find a way, if you do have a disagreement, find a way to get back together. Quit letting it get so far. You know, sometimes when you come to the pastor, you already been put the divorce paper already in. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you already yeah. put it in, and then when you come in, it's almost like you got to make something to get you to understand why you didn't consider God earlier in this. You only consider God when you looked at it in her eyes, and you looked in his eyes on the day you married. And you look in her eyes, and you listen, and you were so lovely, and you were so happy, and you were tending the vial, whatever sickness and hell. Oh, help me, hold poverty, or riches.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Reverend. Hey, Reverend, when you look in her eyes, you recited it, you know, you had it down to a T, you know, and then when trial comes, you never reverse back to that. I tell every couple I've married, every couple I've been married, do not a decision in your emotion stage. Stop and pray. Come. You come back to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm probably, Reverend, we don't charge to do what we do. We don't, you can't call. We don't do all of that.
Right.
You can call and you can ask mm-hmm. counsel, and if it be God's will, God will give us the time to speak to you or make an opportunity to speak. Do not wait till you get all the way to the divorce. But I believe God can turn that divorce paper and tear it up too. But I want you to know, come a little early. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't that he's getting your business, Reverend. No, what it is, he's trying to help your marriage. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So when you see that, see, God wants peace in marriage. He wants the peace in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to be peace in there because he wants you to have a peace of mind. You know, now the husband, he's being more like a moral chauvinist, and the wife is being more like, well, she's being more headstrong because somebody told her, sister, I wouldn't take that. And most of the people tell somebody about your business, they ain't married. You know, most of them, they're not even married, Reverend. They're not even married, and they try to get in your business, Reverend. You know, they're trying to tell you how to get out of marriage. But that's why I said, watch who you get your advice from. Watch who you get your help from. I'm telling you, this is a sobering message because the churches are falling away from what God had started from the beginning. So I'm going to tell you here, before I get out of here, I want you to know that God put it together. If God put it together, why not go back to God? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Why not go seek him so he can help you in that? If you have some problems in that, God put it in the beginning. That if he put up, if he allowed you to see this young lady and see this young man, and he put them together, and y'all get past the googly little eyes and see the realness of he or she's personality. You know, sometimes when people don't, they're doing it different now. They going like, you know how you go and test drive a car? You know how you go test drive it? You go take around, and sometimes you got the seller with you. He said, go on, do driving, man. Go look for us, man. God wants you to ride. They trying to mess with you because they ride so smooth. You know, so you're getting the best of the best. Mm-hmm. You know, it ain't, Reverend, watch this, Reverend. Watch this, Reverend. If you don't like it, you just put it back, Reverend. This is how some of the relationships, we try that old car out. If you understand what I'm saying. We try it out, and we like it. You know what I'm talking about? And then when it's time to make that commitment, and then you find out you get to live with that person, and this person got all these different attitudes, all these different things they like and they don't like, because when you was courting, you didn't see all this. But when you were watch this, Reverend, God see us in a way of a life only he want us to be. Man that came in got too smart now. They just took their way and made it to fit God, but it's not like that. If you started out with God, don't leave from God. This is one of the things I want to talk about today. If you start out with God, don't leave God. Don't care how mad you get at your wife. Don't care how mad you get at your husband. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Now, again, you know, like I said, this is a sober message. Not gonna try to pull all the thing in. I'm going like this here for a reason, because God is speaking. God is speaking. If you got it all wrapped up and you're all right, this don't apply for you. This is only apply for somebody need help and understanding marriage, or maybe it's about to get married. Understand the vows. You know, understand what God said when he put together, let no man separate it, you know. So what I'm asking you to be in prayer, you know, if you're going through something, we're here to pray with you. You don't even have to tell us your business. But if you need some prayer, we will pray with you about your marriage. If you got it together and you feel like you want to encourage somebody about this lesson, or if you want to enlighten somebody about it, we ask you to do it. But we ask you always consider everybody's spiritual level. As I can say it like that, Reverend, and consider how we all are different. You know what I'm talking about? Even in our household, even the marriage, we're not trying to force our way into your house, but we're trying to show you the reality of the book. So if you got the book right here, he tells us how we're supposed to do it. I mean, if we leave it in God's hand, you see how Paul said it was him, then you see how Paul said it was the Lord. You know, and everything in the Bible is real. Now. Everything is not contradicting nothing. It's not doing that. What he's doing, he's giving you good counseling. And we're reading how he would believe if you trust in the saying of the word, God can keep that marriage together. So may God bless you.
Yes.
And keep you. Make him always be with you. Never leave God out of your life. And let him hold you all night long. I thank God for the word. I got to say that.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God. Beautiful, beautiful today. Thank God today for, again, I like to say what we have experienced. Thank you, Jesus. But, you know, God truly blessing us. Many times we look over all his blessings, but the time he allows you to come together and reason in his word, that's a blessing. Give you encouragement and knowledge. Hallelujah. Education. Enlightenment on life. Even life decisions or the situation. It's a blessing how he comes in with his light and shines on that. Hallelujah. That clears up our pathway. We thank him for that. It gives strength. Hallelujah. Even to help those, even in this marriage, it's kind of a little seminar. God does so much. Hallelujah. Even how we went through these beautiful scriptures this morning. We thank God for all of that. In case you didn't get them all, we had Proverbs 27:17. We have Deuteronomy 8 and 3. We had Exodus 34 and 10. Oh, praise God. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, the 14th verse. And also we had 1 Corinthians 7th chapter and the 6th verse. Thank God for all these blessings. All these blessings. All these blessings. Thank you, Lord, for this that you've given us. Now we're at a point about service where you can push the one button if you want. Have some on your heart. If you want prayer or some you didn't understand, we're here. God, you just want to tell God thank you. Or if you have a charge to keep, you want to remain silent. In your silence, we ask that you continue to pray that God may have his way. We thank him for it. Thank him for it. Will there be one? Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, if not, we thank God for that as well. Let this lesson, hallelujah, bless you, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We have one prayer request. Hallelujah. And Martha asking prayer for Ebony. Ask for prayer for her father. Is in hospital with kidney problems. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for entrusting these prayers to us. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We believe in healing. Hallelujah. We believe in God making a way. I see you. I see your hand is up, Brother D. You open.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, my brothers. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. As always, first giving honor to God, who's truly here in my life. Just want to tell God, thank you for allowing us to congregate together again, see another day of togetherness, another word from the Lord. You know, my brother made a profound statement in the marriage. Now, I thought about something that my young man, Reverend, told me when I got married. You know how I told you the other day, Rev, he says, marriage is like a donut. You and your wife can only fit inside the hole, and everyone else is outside. And as he was talking this morning, I was weighing that thing in my head about marriage. He was saying how to keep people out your marriage. You know, normally, if it's not godly counseling, there's always someone giving you counsel. Oh, see, a lot of people understand, Rev, you can find a male and a female that's been married 35, 40 years and was never married. Even though they've been married. They've been together 35 and 40 years. She done had 15 affairs on him, and he done had 25 on her. So these are the ones that want to give you counseling. These are the ones that want to tell you what to do in your marriage. So when you're getting counseling, sister, brother, make sure you get godly counseling. The men is coming from the word. And I want to ask that my brother, as he prayed this morning, that he would keep one of our racist friends, family members in their prayer this morning. We didn't get a chance to hear from him yesterday, and we thought he was ducking us. But we found out today that he lost his sister yesterday. So one of our racing family hearts are heavy this morning. We call him DMX. He's out of Detroit area. He lost his sister yesterday. It was a game for heaven. So we want to ask that you keep Brother DMX and his family in prayer this morning. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Praise God.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. We thank God. We thank God for that. Praise the Lord. And surely, if you're going to get counsel, make sure it's godly counsel. Pray. And God will let you know it's him speaking to you through someone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for him communicating with us. We truly thank him for that. And even in these prayer requests, we thank him for it because we know that he's able and he's going to make a way. Only thing we have to do is ask him and put him in our business. Allow him. Open our hearts and let him bless us. He wants to bless us. He wants to set us free. He wants to remove shackles. He wants to heal us. He wants to deliver us. He wants a relationship with us. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the golden nugget. And Martha, she said, the ultimate sacrifice, ultimate sacrifice one should give. By this we know love, because Jesus laid down his life for us. First John 3:16. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
He laid down his life. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Jesus laid down his life to show his love for us. And we should make sacrifices to show love for one another.
Yes. Yes.
When we're loving one another, we're loving him.
And when we're loving God,
we're loving one another. See, because God is love. You cannot love without God, because he is
Amen.
Love.
He is love.
That deep affectionate feeling, and what makes you love is God. You never heard of the devil loving nobody. But see, what makes you love is because of God and his love. And since you confess yourself to know him, you're going to be, look at how weak, how strong, how much knowledge you know, or how least you know. One thing you know, that you can love, hallelujah, in the spite of, even when you want to get mad or angry with someone, that'll be for a moment, but the love of God will soon touch your heart, and it don't matter, hallelujah, what someone's done to you or for you, but the love of God will overflow and allow you, hallelujah, to bless someone as God has blessed you. And the best thing he did for us, hallelujah, was to love us. And how he did that, when he laid down his life, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we might have the right to the tree of life. When he made a way for us to escape death, no, we may transition, but God so fixed it, hallelujah, that we can have eternal life, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank him. We thank him for the ultimate sacrifice. He would lay down his life to show his love for us. Also, as you said, don't delay. Don't delay. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Choose this day. Tomorrow is not promised, but right now, we're in the right now. Oh, hallelujah. Choose today.
Right, real.
God so loved the world. Yes, sir. And he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Again, it just keep popping up. Today is salvation. Hallelujah. For us, free indeed. She also says, being free indeed. The price of our freedom from sin was paid by Jesus' blood. There it is again. Hallelujah, John 8:36. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Truly free. Amen. Free indeed, like salvation. Saved us from the very effects of evil. Hallelujah. And it's a continual thing. Hallelujah. A continual thing. So the more we walk in trials and tribulation, the more we suffer, the more we need him, the more we try to be like him, the more we need him, the more we try to go through what the adversary is throwing at him, the more we need Jesus, the more we need to hold on, the tougher it gets, the stronger our grip should be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To show a dying world that he yet lives. You know, we don't only have a chest to get or the sunshine, but we can love him in the rain and the storm. Hallelujah. Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Hallelujah. Yet, though, see, we don't
have to
have things our way. Yes, we don't always have things our way. And so it is, you know, I told you that marriage, it symbolizes a relationship with Christ. You know, in a marriage, you have ups and downs. Sometimes you're so in love, and then sometimes if you don't have God in you, and you let the devil get in there, you're tall and you're fighting. But the more you put God in it, the more patience can be there. You be patient with one another, and you don't care who's right or who's wrong, but what matters to you is peace and love. And long as there's peace in the home, there is God, there's happiness there. So it is with our lives. If there's peace in our lives, even if there's a storm, God can give you peace in the midst of a storm. So it is with your marriage. He give you peace in the midst of if the adversary is trying to bring turmoil in there. He can give you peace. Hallelujah. When others can't understand how they still making it because of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, Brother D reminded us of something just 3 days ago. What God has put together. Oh, hallelujah.
No man.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What God has put together. Not what a man has put together, but what God has put together. Yeah, see, because God knows our heart.
Yes, he does.
God knows our heart. He knows what our heart will be today, and he knows what our heart will be tomorrow.
Yes, he did.
And he knows what it takes.
He knows so much. He told a young man, he said, before your mother conceived you.
Come on now. Come on.
When
he's
pregnant with your man,
yes, sir.
I already knew you. He knows
Thank
so much
Lord.
About it.
Thank
you know,
Rev,
I was sitting there listening to you, and I was saying to myself,
mm-hmm.
He said, I'm the same today, tomorrow, and forever. He said, my word changed not.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there thinking to myself how, you know, we have so many different versions, the New Translation, the American Translation, the English Translation, the Holy Bible. But when you read the word, you notice when you run them things together, they all come out and say the same thing. Sometimes a little different
mm-hmm.
word, but the same thing. That's because he changed not. We changed.
That's right.
The Thank world God. Changed. The earth changed. But God's word changed not. So when you want to, when you love to get on a wagon that you know won't change on you, I can't
Lord.
Think of nothing better than being grabbing hold of God's hand, knowing that he's not going to let me go. All I got to do is hold
mm-hmm.
on. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of
That's
Jesus.
It. Thank you.
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord. You ought to just tell God thank you. Rev said tomorrow, now I promise to you. You ought to tell God thank you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. You ought to tell God thank you. You ought to ask the Lord to come into your heart right now.
A man
truly know not what tomorrow might bring. Death is knocking on you. The Bible says he crouches at your door. Death is knocking on your door daily.
Thank you, Lord. Praise
Amen.
God. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. So we want to pray. We thank God for these prayer requests. We have prayer from Ebony. Oh, praise God. And Brother DM X of Lawson and sister. Oh, praise God. And the bereaved family there in the name of Jesus. Praise God.
Was just on the phone laughing Monday,
mm-hmm.
having plenty of fun
mm-hmm.
Monday. Only to find out Tuesday that your loved one is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just that quick. Just on the phone Monday, laughing, having a ball. Had went racing Saturday. Had fun with his car. Bring his car back out, and you get up in 24 hours and find out that your loved one is gone.
Mm-hmm.
That right there. It should be enough to shock you to run to God. You should be running to the Lord. Oh, I'm going to get out of here. I'm back on you. You should want to run to the Lord, knowing that death is promised to you. It's promised to you. But it's going to knock on your door one day. He's going to find Brother D's door one day. He's going to find Ramirez's door one day.
Yes, sir. One day.
Will your business be fixed? Will you find your door? Yeah. You have an opportunity now to get your business fixed with the Lord before they'll find your door. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. As we pray, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As we pray, we want to thank God. Hallelujah. For us giving it, we have a great opportunity that people look over. We have a great power that people look over. Hallelujah. We have an open communication with God. We call prayer. We can commune with Him. Hallelujah. We can express to Him, but He knows. He already knows. Yeah.
Can you hear me, Rev?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got some information on the brother who was at the racetrack. He fell off a motorcycle, right? And he's still on the life support, but he said all the swelling went down. So it's looking better for him, you know. So the prayers are working, you know. I just got that text on him for some of the guys, known to my brother Willie Dahl, known, I believe, Brother D heard about it, and Brother none of them heard about that brother down in Texas over here, riding the motorcycle in his head. He didn't have no helmet on, man. He was in bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing better now. So it's what went down. Whatever God's will with that, you know what I'm talking about. Just keep lifting that family up to him, you know.
Praise God.
You know.
Thank you.
You know, I know we ain't the only one praying, but we believe in prayer, you know.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Yeah, we really believe in prayer.
Yes, we do. We believe prayer will make a way.
That's it. Hold on. Did you read that? I had to step off. Did you read that with Brother and Sister sent us about the marriage?
I didn't get that one.
I'm going to send it to you. It's,
okay.
Read this if you don't mind, Rep.
Okay.
I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah, I had to step out. You good? Back in. Yeah.
Okay. Yes,
what's up, Brother D?
Sorry, I just met God.
Amen. Amen. Morning, my brother. Good morning.
Mm-hmm. You get it, bro?
Yes, sir. The marriage needs a metaphor. Praise the Lord. The marriage metaphor. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. How have different between you and those close to you helped you both to grow? How can difference between church members help to develop godliness? Heavenly Father, please use our differences to help us mature. Oh, that's all right. Praise the Lord. He said, Paul urges marriage as a metaphor for the church. Ephesians 5:21-33, and with good reason, like marriage, church brings very difficult people together, requiring them to develop humility and patience and to praise God. Praise God with one another in love. Praise the Lord, as you talked about, and as in marriage, sure. Oh, praise the Lord. This is confirmation where I talked about. Praise God. As marriage and sure base of faith and mutual service helps a church become unified, praise God, and mature. Difference in relationships can cause frustration, but manage well, they can help us become more Christ-like. Boy, that's a confirmation. thank you, Lord. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Marriage metaphor. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, boss.
Yeah, praise God. Beautiful. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is a blessing. Thank you, Lord. God gives us just what we need. All we need, hallelujah. His word. hallelujah.
I would love. She sent that out, right? She says, I told my children God's plan would be talking about marriage. Granddaughter X is trying to come back to help raise the children. And daughter marriage, she says she is tired of playing with the devil, hoping they are listening. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about, like stuff like that, maybe you are all right and your marriage all right, you'd be surprised if you just come on and enlighten people on some of the things you might know are helpful, some of this nuggets you just gave, and the inviting people to hear God, to my, that we're all on one core, I thank God. I just want to, I had to step off because I'm at this job, right? I had to come back because I was looking at it and said, let me put this out there because she's a kind woman, brother's not his auntie and we believe in everything she sends out. It's the love for the church, So thank God for your Amen, thank God, That's what I wanted to say, bro.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. I believe God blessed me over the years to have a pretty good marriage. But any help he want to give me, I'll take it. Then we're just going to make it that much better. Hallelujah. And just like for my Christian walk, any help he want to give me, I'll take it because I believe like it's just gonna make me that much better, that much closer to him. Hallelujah. Every time he show me things, whether it's something I need to do, I'll try to do it because I know. What God have for me is to make me better. Hallelujah. And my goal is to reach heaven. Hallelujah. So we thank him. We thank him. That's why I thank him for being in attendance with us. I thank him for giving us all the tools that we need to succeed. I thank him for blessing us, our hearts, to use our resources. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. I'm telling you, he blesses us so much that we don't realize all the help they've given. Hallelujah. So when we realize and acknowledge he's helping us more, it makes us cling to him, the more it makes us run after him, because we need him. Truly, we need him. Hallelujah. We need him. And we thank him for it, because we need him to pray these prayers. We need him to answer these prayers. We need him to show his light. We need him to draw us near. Hallelujah. Draw us near. Draw us nigh unto him. Hallelujah. But we know that just like some might would tell us, that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide above in the shadow of the Almighty. So I want to stay close to him. Hallelujah. I want to be under his wing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, dear Master. Thank you for first allowing us, hallelujah, to be Christ-like, allowing us, oh, Father God, to try to have this open relationship with you, Father God, that you may come in and shape us and make us and mold us what you have us to be. Thank you for our foundation that you've given us for. And then not only you gave us a foundation, but you help us along the way as we try to do your will, as we try to do your word, Father God. We thank you. Oh, Father, we love you for it. Father God, forgive us for all sin, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Things that we know of, Father God, and the things we know not of. Father God, some have allowed to creep in their heart, but things that you see displeasing to you, we ask that you continue to remove the things out of our heart that's displeasing and you fill it with your love. Hallelujah, wisdom, hallelujah, understanding, truly your word down deep in our heart that we might not sin against you. We thank you. Oh, Father, we love you. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for prayer requests that you've given us. You entrusted these prayers unto us. Father God, now we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the one, hallelujah, that you're already starting to heal. Hallelujah, the one that fell off the motorcycle. Hallelujah, we already see the result of your healing. Hallelujah, take that into your hand as you already have, Father God, and show evidence, hallelujah, of your wonderful, marvelous works and your healing. Thank you, Lord, boy. Oh, and as you heal the body, bless the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let others see, hallelujah, the reality of you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Oh, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Another one of your loved ones. Thank you, Father. Asking prayer. Hallelujah. Look, hallelujah, upon that situation. Hallelujah. Father is in need. Hallelujah. Having kidney problems in the name of Jesus, we know that you're able. We ask, hallelujah, that you take that, Father, in your hands and hold comfort in the name of Jesus. Oh, you made the body, Father. Hallelujah. You are the author of it. Hallelujah. We ask healing if it be thy will. We ask mercy. Hallelujah. We know we deserve justice, hallelujah, but we plead and we cry out for your mercy. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, have your way. Look upon that, Father God, and whatever your will is, hallelujah. We ask that we want to be in your will, Father God, for you know, hallelujah, what we don't know. For Father God, whatever thy will is, bless us with understanding, hallelujah, that we may be, hallelujah, with thee, on one accord with you, Father, and with one another. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, and that bereaved family, hallelujah, that Brother D spoke of. Thank you, Jesus. They call him DMX, but you know his name, Father. Hallelujah. You know what his heart is feeling. You know the bereaved family's heart. Hallelujah. We ask those that are left behind, hallelujah, and the family that is suffering heartbreak, of a loss, we ask that you comfort. Look upon those hearts, Father God, and let them know that they can look unto you and they can depend upon you and they can lean on you. Thank you for your help, everlasting strength. We thank you, Father, for your help in advance. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing. Hallelujah. Stay with us, Father. You never leave us. Hold us in your hand. Keep us, Father. We cry unto you for your help. Keep us, Lord, in thy will and thy way. Keep us. Continue to cover us, protect us, heal us. Oh, where we're wounded, hallelujah. Heal our wounds, hallelujah. Where we're weak, we're asking for your strength. Where we lack understanding, we ask for your understanding. When we don't know which way to go, we ask for you to continue to show us the way, Lord. As you have many times before, we're asking you again, Lord. Hallelujah. Show us your way. Hallelujah. Show us your will. Hallelujah. Give us, hallelujah. Continue to give us confirmation. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for it all. We thank you and we love you. Thank you for each and every listener. Thank you, Father, for those that were turned aside and just want to reason in your word. Thank you for that. Even the desire that you gave it, we thank you for it, and we love you, Lord.
Thank you for your manifestation of your Holy Spirit that comes in and helps us. We ask continue for your help, Father. Bless our hearts to be humble, to always listen to you, and to always highly walk after you, highly your will and your way in the name of Jesus. We want to tell you we thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the message, the messenger, the prayer request, the comments, the prayer. Hallelujah. The nuggets you give us. Thank you for all your help. In Jesus' name, for all your help, we thank you and we love you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
wonderful change. Y'all remember this? Has come home.